Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Like Howard the Duck. Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Bumper Sticker Wisdom. Creeping up on that 52 mark.
It's getting there, Jason. Baby. Come on. I'm John.
I'm going to switch it up a little bit today. I'm going to say the opening prayer.
Do this.
So everybody bear with me. I'm not quite the silver-tongued fox that my brother over here is.
Come on, bro. You got it.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this opportunity to come together in your name. To try to reach the masses, to try to teach people about your word and your wisdom. Father, we just want to take this opportunity to please ask that everything that we do comes from your mouth. Just use us to translate your words for people to hear. Also, we want to reach out to the people that are struggling with any kind of faith problems or any of that stuff. We want to pray that you would put your hand on them and help them to kind of come into a better understanding. And maybe we're the ones to kind of use this in your word for them and reach them. Through your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Great prayer, brother.
We had a really good Bible roulette.
Yes. Great Bible roulette. Actually,
and it actually kind of come on a fluke deal. We were watching some TikTok videos, and it was one that you were showing me, and
yeah,
that was a very good verse or very good verses that popped up. Nothing quite as good as the Life Recovery Bible that Pops gave me last night.
My dad, yes,
that was that thing sat on my desk all day, and about every 15 minutes. Was in my hand every time I had a break. We were kind of getting into a little banter before we started recording, and we realized, okay, hey, we're like wasting really good content. We're talking about a morning show that I listened to.
Yeah.
And they were talking about screen time and kind of cutting screen time out, and it's cutting it down by 10%. Yeah. Is what they were saying. Daily, weekly, like I said, I don't really remember the whole details of it because it's playing in the background.
It's one of those subliminal things almost. Yeah, I'm in the background.
Doing paperwork, timesheets, this kind of stuff. And it's playing, and I'm listening to this whole conversation and everything that's going on between these radio personalities. And 4.5 hours was one of them. And they're talking about cutting it down by 10%. Daily or weekly, I can't remember. I don't know what 10% of 4.5 hours is.
Whew, so 270 minutes. So 27 minutes.
Okay. Cut it down by 27 minutes. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah.
And I was talking about how I think they're onto something. Today was the first time that I've really actually had something on my desk besides my phone.
Right.
That was getting my attention. And interesting. I was sending you pictures about this, and I was talking about how it's, we were talking about how this, everything that you see on the internet and through these social media platforms and all this stuff, no matter how good you're trying to be, no matter the good things you're trying to do, you always get someone out there that's trying to kind of knock you down. And that builds these feelings, like I was talking about for me, builds these feelings of like unworthiness. Like I talk about how I feel like I don't feel valued as a husband, a father, a son, a friend,
And it's not because somebody doesn't show you that you're valuable.
It's nothing to do with anything anyone's doing.
Right.
What I've noticed about myself is I've fallen out of that God first perspective.
Yeah.
I'm trying to hold humans first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I'm trying to carry my wife on a pedestal. I'm trying to carry my kids on a pedestal. I'm trying to put them up there. I'm relying on them.
Yeah.
I'm backwards. My poles are switched.
You know what I mean? Right. There's a glitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so this, what I did notice about how everything was today is, I mean, I probably 4 pages in.
Yeah. That's all right. That's
but I read
quite a
4 pages of the Bible.
That's today. Quite a bit of reading.
That was, and I guarantee you that took probably 2 hours of screen time away from me.
Right.
And I was sending you pictures like, man, I just can't put this down. Yeah. And I don't know what it is that's so different.
How interesting that, you know what? We've had this conversation once about having a physical copy of the Bible.
Yeah.
How it's like different than your phone. Because my Bible is on my phone all the time.
Yeah.
I pick up my phone, but I don't go straight to my Bible.
No, it's extremely different.
Yes.
And I think it's because there's all the other unnecessary things there. I mean,
what a metaphor for life right there.
No kidding.
And this walk in general,
you have that and you have all these other temptations. It's easy to be like, for me,
I can do that later.
TikTok pops up before my Bible app does.
Yep.
So when I scroll, boom, TikTok.
Yep.
My Bible app's over here.
Yep. You know what I get, what I'm finding I get caught up doing? Because of on TikTok. And yeah, you, if you're on TikTok, you're going to mindlessly scroll.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I'm finding content, stuff that we use to talk about, right, through TikTok. But there's a whole lot of other crap that has nothing to do with that, right?
That you find, you're melting to.
That you melt into.
Yeah.
And we had this conversation a while back about the analytics and about how it kind of saps the joy out of stuff. Yeah. And I'm very interested in how many plays we're getting, how many likes we're getting, you know what I mean? Like TikTok is that app. That's what that's what you're looking for. It's going out to everybody and like it just randomly pops up and you put the hashtags on there for like, so when people search up these specific words, your videos will be part of that content, right?
Yeah.
Well, so what I find myself doing is I'll put it down and I'll do other things and then I'll be like, I wonder how many we got now. And I open it and I look, and next thing I know, I'm scrolling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And my focus is just because I'm curious. Yeah. I'm curious. You know how many people have gone viral and they never even knew it? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they never even knew that they're like, bro,
how long did it take the Hawk Tui girl to come out? Like, that chick was, I mean, there was people actively searching for her and she didn't even know.
Yeah. She's like, I don't know. Yeah. I had no clue. It happens. You know, it happens, and I think that it's literally about refocusing. And the reason that this conversation started is because I was telling you, like, that block of scripture couldn't have come at a better time for me.
Yeah.
Because suddenly, recently, look, again.
You are God's masterpiece.
You are God's masterpiece. Bro, I'm over here, I'm looking for content, and I'm running into faith-based stuff, right?
Yeah.
That's good. But they are bringing a very bad message.
Yeah.
And I start to question myself, like, do I have this all wrong?
Okay, so, you know, that's the enemy. You got to think of it like this. The enemy is here to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's what he is here for.
Yeah, great job picking that one up.
He is going...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
To use smoke screens. He's going to use other people's messages. He's going to use those in a negative way, and they may not be in a negative nature.
Right.
But he's going to warp your perception to make you feel, because we watched a video. Was it last night?
About the Job movie.
Yes. It's kind of can we play that? I just want everybody to hear this, because I think that's very right here.
Yeah. I think the movie is called The Shift or something like
yes,
that.
Yes. This right here is why.
Heavenly Father.
Are you praying?
I'm sorry. I need your help.
Well, that's a first.
I'm in trouble and I can't do this alone.
Amazing. I love it. I love it. I love this. I really. He's still praying.
Look at how pissed he's getting.
Do you honestly think that he will help you?
This actor does a fantastic job, too.
You are tainted goods. You're not even worth his effort anymore. Even if he did help you, do you think I will ever leave you alone? Ever? There is nothing that I won't do to you. No temptation, no low that you won't sink to. I know you, Kevin, and you are nothing. Nothing. I am greater than him. I am certainly greater than you.
Oh,
that's
what the enemy is doing right now. We are praising the Lord. We are devoting time out of our lives to praise Jesus, to spread the word, to become better than this.
That, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can imagine what's he's fuming right now.
Oh, gosh.
There's nothing he won't do. He says there's nothing he won't do to you.
Yeah.
That includes all the negative perception on things that may be good.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, he is the prince of this world, or the king of this world, whatever, however you want to say that. Yeah.
He's the ruler of this world, yes, for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is his playground. This is his temporary playground.
Yeah.
He is everywhere.
Oh, goodness. And you know, the longer that it goes till Jesus actually returns, the bigger his head gets, and the further separated we are from that actual time, the further and further we drift too.
Yeah, because go back 300 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Think about the difference in morals 300 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm going to leave it at that, because I don't want to separate anybody. I don't want to exclude anybody, because that's not,
bro.
Our calling is to love each other as Jesus loved the church, not to judge.
Correct.
But
we're all sitting in the same boat.
Everything is starting to shift to this kind of really distorted paradigm of things that people don't understand aren't good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Gosh, I'm so afraid of being fooled. You know what I mean? I'm so afraid of being lied to.
Let me tell you this. Okay. We get lied to on a daily basis by people. 100%. You know we do.
100%.
Probably more times than we are told the truth. In today's world, especially.
Very true.
You know when someone is blowing smoke a mile up your keister. You know. You can see it. Body language, you know, the lack of attention in the eye, like they'll look away.
Yeah.
They'll look down at the ground. You know, people get fidgety. Things, there's certain things that people do that you know, like, oh, this dude's so full of crap.
Yeah.
But there's the good ones.
They're good communicators.
They're good communicators. And you don't know that they're lying.
Yeah.
But even at that, have you ever taken something that someone said to you and just, I'm going to bet the farm on that? Have you?
Gosh, I'd have to think about it. I'm not a super trusting person. You know that. So
I'm going to answer for you. I can almost guarantee you that you haven't. I can almost guarantee you that I'm not talking about the one, your loved ones. I'm talking about people that you interact with through the day. Someone has come up and said something. You've never been like, I can bet the farm on that. And I'm going to win.
That's a check.
I can almost guarantee you never have. I know your personality. I know how you are. I can almost guarantee you never have.
Yeah.
What do you do with your faith? You take that shit to the bank.
1,000%, man.
Give me my money, because you know it pays. Do you see the difference?
I said, give me my money.
Yes.
I know that that check does not bounce.
That check does not bounce. Give me my money. I know that one pays. That's the difference.
Yeah.
Your faith is not going to leave you in that predicament where you're sitting there trying to, you're not falling victim to the human aspect of things, the human mouth, deceptive tongue.
Faith is faith.
Brother, that's clean. That's pure. Your faith is pure.
Yeah. That is one of the, this is why we have to have conversations, and this is why we need these reminders, dude. And this is one of the things that, like, bro, more people need to have conversations like this, or have somebody that they can talk to like that. Like, they can get, let me just bear it down. Let's break it down to the smallest thing. Let me say, hey, this is where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And we're going to come back to the word.
Yeah.
We're going to come back to the word. And I'm sitting here listening to these dudes or girls, there's females too. And look, they make a lot of sense. You know what I mean? It sounds right. They're smart. They're confident in what they're speaking, right? You know what I'm saying? And I start to allow that to start to creep in from the stuff that I already know. I start to doubt the shit that I already know.
Okay, there's a video. Have you ever seen the girl do the, if you save a dollar a day for a year, math?
Oh, yeah.
She says it's roughly $30,000.
Yeah.
She says this with all the confidence.
A dollar a day.
Yes.
I know what you're talking
about. You know what I'm talking about? She says that with so much confidence. Right here. That's it. Yeah, dollar a day for a year.
If you saved a dollar a day for a year, do you know how much money you'd have? Roughly $30,000.
Look how confident she is, though.
If you save a dollar a day for an entire year, at the end of the year, you'd have $30,000?
How would you have a dollar a day?
That equates to $30,000, right?
Okay, we obviously already know that it's $365.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Did you see how confident? Now, that's kind of an extreme version of it.
Sure.
But the confidence she has can be deceptive. I mean, if like my 12-year-old son's sitting there watching, he's probably gonna be like, Dad,
I need a dollar a day.
I need a dollar a day. We'll have 30 grand. You know what I mean? Yeah. That was probably what he would do.
Yeah.
But it's the straight face she says it with, everything. You gotta think. These people may appear to be smart. These people may appear to have all this knowledge, and they may be good speakers, and they may just ooze with confidence, and that doesn't mean that they're right.
Hey, bro, there's some very, very bad people throughout history that were fantastic speakers. There's one I can think of right off the top of my head that people gravitated to and caused millions of people to be killed, and his name was Adolf Hitler.
I knew that's what you were going to go for.
Bro, okay.
Yeah, he was the silver-tongued devil.
100%, bro. He had
everybody buying into his ideology.
He was such a great orator. And if you actually watch him speak to a crowd, of course, I can't understand him because he's speaking in German, right? But if you listen to him speak to a crowd, or watch him speak to a crowd, and look at the conviction that he...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
He believes every word that's coming out of his mouth.
Yeah, he believed he was right.
He believed he was right.
Sadly, he believed he was right.
Oh, goodness gracious. Look, I don't condone that at all.
No, and that's the thing about it is, when you look at how... when you look at how he handled himself and how he had the following he had, you've got to, that's one of those situations where the Bible warns of false teaching.
Yeah.
Because he used his platform and he used his power to teach millions of people that all these millions of people needed to die.
And they carried it out.
And they carried it out. horrifically carried it out. I mean, God, I mean, what in the, what is happening?
Yeah, you know, bro, mean, have you ever seen, there's images of some of the people, soldiers, after the fact being shown footage of what was what actually happened. And like every one of them is so distraught. Yeah. Like, I can't believe I was a part of it.
It is.
They were freaking mesmerized.
Yeah, dude. It's,
hypnotized.
Yeah.
It's sick.
I mean, oh, God, dude. I can't
help, even believe we're talking about that.
I know, but you got to think, you can't help but maybe believe that maybe Hitler was Satan in human form.
Yeah. Well, he's all over the place on this earth. We've already talked about it. We pulled out the scripture before about he is the ruler of this world. Like, it's, he's here. He's here. The good thing about being here is,
this is temporary.
We also have the Holy Spirit here. Yeah. We have Jesus here, right?
But this is temporary.
This is temporary.
This is his temporary paradise.
That's right. This is where his confidence continues to build, thinking that he's won the fight.
Hey, Jesus is going to come back and punch the old time clock too and be like, deuces, you're off. Go home.
On that orator communicator perspective, the exact opposite as far as values is concerned, to me, is Martin Luther King. Watch that man speak.
Yes.
It is also mesmerizing, but it fills your heart with, like, and not in a negative way, right? It's like, he preached peace. He preached love. He preached patience. You know what I mean? Like,
because this was 60s.
That was in the 60s, 50s, 60s, yeah.
What do you think America would look like today if he tragically, he hadn't have been assassinated? Clearly America was in a different time frame in them days. And I mean, that's sad. But I made the comment last night, it's 2024 and we're still having to deal with this.
We still talk about it. We still, like, it's still like, a part of our lives.
Really?
Really?
No, like, we're all a mixing pot right at this point. Like, it's like God used the same bowl at this point. Like, a little bit of you, a little bit of you, like, sprinkle you, dump you out, never cleaning the cake batter out, you know? Like,
we're
mixed up with everything.
We are cross.
Nobody's nothing anymore.
I'm not going to say that. That's not what I mean.
We're not, none of us are 100% white or you know, like,
whatever.
The way the world is, I mean, you got to think, there's been settlers go to other places and different countries and they've had families and, yeah, you may look predominantly white, but what people look at me and think, oh, that, look at this white boy.
I'm Filipino. They're
sadly mistaken. You know what I mean? Like, yes, I do have some white heritage in me, but
of course, I'm Maltese.
My makeup is not primarily English or any of that. I mean, primarily I'm Filipino and Irish. I mean, that's people look at me and they're like, what?
How's
but if
that?
You look at my mom and my aunts and my grandma and
you can start to see it.
The way that you see that in my bloodline. But
I think that it's so cool to me, God's timing, and how at just the right time he'll allow you to have something like this. And I think it comes back to what we've talked about before and like kind of what we were talking about last night about like really leaning into it and engaging with it. And I was feeling some type of way this morning and really all day. I think that's why I was so tired today. I was like really just drained.
Yeah.
And I think that the reason was like I was so psychologically, mentally drained from thinking about, am I wrong? Am I off base? Am I teaching wrong? Am I, because you know how I feel about lying, right? And lying and teaching you guys wrong and all this kind of stuff.
But not at one point have you ever said, this is it. This is the facts. This is the truth. You're not one time have you done that. We have only got on here and spoke of this is how we feel things are.
Yeah.
This is our perception of things. Not one time have we ever come in and said, God spoke to me last night and you are, you know, no, not one time. We've never come in and been that group of men.
Sure. Sure.
So I do understand. I know who you are and I do understand the fear of the false teachings and but brother, you got to give yourself a little bit of understanding here. Like you've never once come in and said, hey, It's this way or the highway, and that's it.
Yeah, this is one of the ways that my dad and I are opposite. My dad is absolutist. Right, he's very
very much so.
Black and white, right? And he knows that. We've had that conversation. He's very absolute about things, and I am very abstract. I am not absolute at all.
It's always, hold on, before we start getting that, let's think about this.
Look, it doesn't, like we talked about the Judas situation, right? And, like, did he go to hell or not? And, like, we kind of already have a preconceived notion that that's what happened, right? Because he betrayed Jesus. He sold Jesus to the religious leaders to have him crucified, you know, and then he committed suicide is what it says in Matthew. That's the book I shared last night and chapter, Matthew 27. It talks about after Judas found out that he basically sold Jesus into death, like he went and took the money back. And they're like, we're not taking your money back, bro. Yeah. And he just threw it on the floor and then he went and hung himself, right?
Yeah.
And my thing is like, I don't know. It doesn't say in there that he was found in hell or that he went to hell or that he went to purgatory or that he was condemned forever. It doesn't say that. I don't know.
I'm just saying, looking from a neutral platform, I feel like he played such a key role in the story.
He was part of the expansion of the kingdom of Jesus, man.
He was such a key role in this whole story. And knowing how we've never had the opportunity to be graced by Jesus' presence. We feel him in a spiritual way.
Sure.
Never in a physical form.
Yeah, blessed are those who believe and not seen.
We don't know exacts, but reading his word, you put your head in that book and you read, you know Jesus was forgiving. He was kind. He was loving. You know all these things. And he did.
When I say patience,
he knew what
patience isn't the word.
He knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard not to think that there's some part of him that was like, look, bro, you played a key role in this whole thing happening, and I'm doing this to save my people.
Yeah.
You coming with me too.
And beyond that, you know he repented in his heart. Right.
Yeah. In his heart, he's like, man,
he tried to take it back. Right. Which is a commentary on we can't take back what we've already done. Right. We can't physically take it back. Once you do it, you done it. Right. But there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And you can't tell me that Judas did not believe that Christ was who he was.
Yeah. Or he wouldn't have tried to take the money back.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then beyond that. God, there's so much there. There is so much there. So, bro, did something crazy just happen?
Yeah, I can hear.
Out of the other ear?
I'm being dead ass honest right now. My ear was itching. I slid my headphone over and I could hear you talking. That's why I did. I can hear myself talking.
Bro, did we just have like a genuine miracle?
Holy shit.
First and foremost, if this is legitimately like it just happened, are you serious right now?
Bro, I'm
dead ass.
Look,
dead ass.
I am putting my thumb in my ear.
Wow. Hallelujah.
And I can hear you talking to me. Five years?
Yeah.
I haven't been able to hear in my ear.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness.
Bro.
I think that's a moment to just kind of be.
Hold on, dude. Yeah, this is fucking crazy. Dude. It's crackly, but I can hear. Like, I can hear it. Like, I can make out. I've never been able to make out the words.
That is. That's crazy. It's awesome. And I believe that God is a God of miracles. And I think that I know that God is.
That's why I never put this ear in the headphones.
I know. I've sat like, on your that side of you, and I can't even talk to you because you can't hear me. Yeah, I know. I 100% know.
Woo. What is happening right now? Woo. Hold on, dude. Like, there's no ringing.
Let me ask you a question. Do you want to believe that this is true, or do you want to let that go? This is seriously a bona fide miracle. That's a bona fide miracle, if that's the case. If this is legitimate, and I believe you, I believe that you're telling me the truth, and I believe that there's no way that that's not a miracle. There's no way that God didn't, in his timing, recognize that this was the time for you. Maybe it's because he wanted you to hear really bad. This is one of those moments where
I don't even know how to explain this.
Right, I can see the shock on your face.
I haven't heard out of this. I mean, I hear, not, you know how it is. You talk to me, and if you're standing on this side of me talking to me, it's, I don't ever even respond to anybody.
There's noise. There's not detail. There's noise. It's literally,
holy crap, dude. It's so, like, I can hear it. It's crackly. Like, it's crystal, like.
Yeah.
But I can hear the words.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is awesome.
That's awesome. Like, I'm repeating the things that you're saying to me.
And look, I have my microphone in front of my mouth. You can't see my
microphone in front of my mouth.
He's got his head turned away now. I think we need to take 30 seconds to just give God glory and say thank you.
Wow.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you for your faithfulness, for your mercy. Thank you that even though we don't always understand and we don't always, your ways are not our ways. Your thoughts are not our thoughts. And we don't always know how to reconcile those two things. And it's very hard for us as humans to understand. But your goodness is so good, and it's so big, and it's so vast. We just thank you. We thank you that you have never failed. We thank you that you do not fail. We thank you that you have a plan. Your mercies are never ceasing. We've had a day where it feels like multiple times, Father, you've just kind of bared your heart to us and showed us how big your love is for us. Father, thank you so much. Thank you so much for designing us and knowing every single part of our body, every single hair on our head, and knowing how to put every single piece back together. Everything that is broken can be fixed by the power of your love. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I want to apologize to everybody for the language. As you can tell, it's pretty exciting. I'm still.
That's legitimately
in
one of the
shock right now, because this is, I've, you know how, yes, I've been dealing with this for years. The fear was at one point that I was going to start losing hearing in my other ear.
Yeah.
This is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like the guy that, you know, they give the colorblind glasses to and he can see the colors.
Yeah. I can only imagine how you're feeling right now. I can only imagine how you're feeling right now. And all I can say over and over and over again is, to God alone be the glory.
I got freaking chills right now.
legitimately, that's a physical miracle. That is a physical miracle that you never expected to see, right?
Right, and just and
very, like, suddenly. Yeah. It's not like we were asking for it.
No, I was sitting there. My ear was feeling funny, so I'm itching my ear, and as I'm sliding my headphone forward, I noticed how clear it was.
Yeah.
I could hear you.
Yeah.
So I slid it forward, and it was like, then I pulled it back, slid it forward, and then I pulled the other one off, and...
Well, legitimately, that's documented here on this podcast. And people, there'll be people that will naysay it, But legitimately, look, I've known you. I've known you for 7-ish years.
Yeah.
In the entire, we weren't always close like we are right now. In the last 2 years, specifically, I know for a fact that if I'm standing or sitting on your left side, there's no reason to talk to you.
Yeah.
Unless you're looking at me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I know that for a fact. And for you to sit here right now and put that ear in your headphones and take everything and plug your, I know this is absolutely a miracle. Yeah. And I am so grateful.
Holy, I mean, just, I don't even know how to, I mean, I still got chills, dude. I don't know how to handle this right now.
Whew.
Holy crap, man.
I don't know that you can go anywhere else with it, bro. We've already prayed about it, prayed thanks for it.
I just, it's still so,
Can you imagine? Wow.
All that's ever in that ear is, and then every now and then high-pitched. That's it. That's all I have. It's all that's been there for 5 years or more.
Yeah.
No ringing. I can hear. It's crackly.
Yeah.
But I can make out every word that you're saying. I can make out everything.
Yeah. You're hearing it in a completely different way all of a sudden.
Yeah, which has not been the case. Like, prime example, last night I laid my right head on the right side of my head on the pillow. The pillow's muffling it out. I couldn't even understand what was being said on the TV.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
So, I mean,
this conversation took a weird...
It took a really... And I apologize for that.
No,
sincerely apologize for
the language. No. Never do not apologize for God's... Seriously, that's a healing, man. That's something that doesn't happen like that. Not and be witnessed, you know what I mean? And man, I've seen a lot of things happen in life. I've never been sitting in a room where something like that happened.
Oh, man.
And the crazy thing is I think it just reminds me of the conversation we were having about Judas. He's like, if you think for 1 second that you understand what I can do, you've got me all messed up.
Yeah.
If you really think that this, and I'm talking about the reality, what we call reality, is even remotely reality. If you really think that the enemy has control, which is what we've been talking about,
yeah,
you're mistaken.
Yeah.
I still have control.
Yeah.
You're still my masterpiece, as it says in Ephesians 2:10.
Yeah.
And so we have this opportunity to literally put it down and say,
lean in.
I am not affected by you.
You sit out there and strut.
You go ahead.
Yeah, you blow on my bricks. You ain't blowing this house down. You know what I mean?
No. Not this. No.
This is the house of the Lord.
Because
when I say that, I mean the temple. I'm talking about our bodies.
Yeah, I'm talking about
our heart.
Yeah.
I'm talking about our being, our families. I mean, where two or more are gathered, I am with you.
Yeah.
This is Jesus. This is the Lord's house right now.
And right now, all I can do is be thankful, man. Like, all I can do is say thank you to God. Like,
can you?
I'm thankful.
What do you think he's doing sitting out there in the front yard? Do you think he's steaming?
Oh, it's I can't believe there's not volcano smoke all the way in the air right now.
I do. Man, metaphorically, I love the banter about teasing and stuff like that, but I do not take that man or that I don't do not take him I don't take the enemy lightly.
Well, we've proven over and over again that we should not take him lightly.
The thing about him is he is relentlessly persistent.
Yep.
He already knows his fate. He already knows he's going to lose, but he's still going to try to take you with him. Still going to take you with him.
Yep.
So you can't really forego the fact that he's out there relentlessly trying.
Yep.
We have to relentlessly try to stay out of that. We got to relentlessly seek.
Why do you think in Philippians chapter 6, is it Philippians chapter 6 or Ephesians chapter 6? I always get it confused. Why do you think there's a full armor?
Yeah. Yeah, the full armor of God.
You don't need armor unless you're going into a battle, baby. Yeah. You don't need armor unless you're going into a battle. Think again, like
we talk about this? There's no sheath.
There's no sheath for the sword. Yes, yes, we've talked about this.
So we're carrying full armor and a sword in our hands.
The sword is
that is the epitome of battle ready.
The sword is the only offensive weapon, and there is no place to put it but in your hand. Yeah. There's no sheath for that weapon. It's supposed to be in your hand. And that is the word of God. And Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10 is the foundation of this whole conversation today.
Yeah.
Along with our Bible roulette, which comes out 4 weeks before the actual episode.
Yeah.
I think this right now is where we share this scripture because we've almost done it like six times and haven't done it. But I think right now is where it comes. God saved you by his grace when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It's a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things that he planned for us long ago.
Yeah.
He already planned this right here. Can you believe that? Think about this for 1 second. Can you believe that he knew the time? He would know the time. He would know the place. And that he would know that we'd be sitting right here doing exactly what we're doing right this minute. And that's a part of his plan.
Yeah. He knows.
He knew TikTok would exist.
Yeah. Jeez.
And he knew that we would use it.
I bet he's shaking his head on some of it.
Oh, I guarantee it.
Really, guys?
I'm sure he's shaking his head at some of the things we say.
Oh.
And some of the things we do. But the fact of the matter is God had a plan for us. And the fact that we are deciding to, even remotely, try to lean into and do what he has called us to do, it's a huge victory.
Yeah.
And yeah, it pisses the enemy off.
Yeah. There is nothing I won't do to you. Dude, just how he does it.
That actor did a phenomenal job. And
the story of him is really
share that because that's too. The first time I'd ever heard that. I don't know his name.
He'd
go ahead.
Been like blackballed in Hollywood. His love for his wife is so deep that he wouldn't do these kissing scenes and stuff. Yeah. Neil McDonough, The Benefactor.
That's the name of the character. Yeah.
Yeah. He wouldn't do these scenes with other women where he would kiss other women or anything like that because he didn't want to disrespect his wife in that manner.
Yeah.
I mean, kudos to this dude. But all he can get is these parts, which he's a great actor.
Yeah, it's all he can really get. You were saying the story you saw was like
bad guy roles.
He started getting bad guy roles.
Yeah.
But it's and he's good at it.
Yeah, he's very good at it.
He's good at it, but he doesn't. Knowing that about the character of the man, it really just reminds you that these are characters in a movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I noticed that a lot
of... It's pretty awesome that's his moral compass is
bro, he refused.
Yeah.
He refused to do anything that would
disrespect
his relationship with his wife. Yeah.
That's something that 99.99999% of Hollywood doesn't have.
No, if you're the leading man, you're expected to do things. Yeah. You're expected to go into a room with a leading actress and have a scene that puts you in promiscuous situation or a view. Yeah,
I mean, your wife is going to watch this movie and be like,
okay,
oh,
with that?
Like, oh my God, honey, you did so good. Was her breath? Did her breath stink? I mean, like,
dude, my wife would lose it.
No, but I mean, okay, so put the shoe on the put it on your foot. Like, you wear that shoe for a minute and think about this.
I can't.
Your wife, if my wife was the lead actress, lead female role in a movie, and some dude had her by her boobs and was like making out with her, like some of this stuff that they show, I'm burning that state to the ground, bro. I don't have the mental capacity that's okay for me.
That is not okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't okay. A, put your hands in your pocket, bro.
You're getting a little handsy for me, homie.
Touch yourself. Don't touch my wife.
I know she's hot, but you touch yourself.
But dang. don't do these things. Like, I just, that's, you got to think. That's why, I mean, look at all the Hollywood marriages that fail repeatedly.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, Jennifer Lopez, how many times has she been married? Like,
I have
13?
No idea.
A-Rod, P. Diddy, Ben Affleck twice. I mean, like,
how are you
Mark Anthony?
How are you actually married to P. Diddy, knowing what he was doing at this time? Well, like, knowing now what he was doing.
Oh, man, seeing some of the videos, she was kind of
part of it.
Passed around, too. I don't know. I don't know. You can't really believe any of that. Everything's kind of hearsay, but, man, if any of that is true...
Shame.
For shame.
There is a lot of foul things, right? That's a lot of foulness.
But you just... 1,000 bottles of baby oil? Of lube? Golly. I mean, like...
What is you doing, dog?
You couldn't found it. You couldn't have found an industrial packing place that would send you, like, a barrel? You had to buy all these little freaking jugs, like...
baby oil?
Yeah, it'd be a little easier to carry around an industrial pump and a 55-gallon barrel on a forklift than 1,000 freaking little bottles of lube.
And they're everywhere.
Yeah, did you see the video about the cops trying to climb the staircase?
I did not.
They're all sliding down the staircase. Yeah, the feds trying to raid Diddy's mansion going up the staircase, and it shows all these guys sliding down this staircase.
What in the heck, dude?
That's here nor there, and that really doesn't need to be part of the show, but it's kind of funny.
Well, I'm just so impressed by God. I said in our Bible Roulette, and again, this conversation is 4 weeks after the Bible Roulette comes out. Like, I don't know how people hear that and don't, like, it's like a black hole that sucks you in. Like, how good news this is. Yeah. It's not determined by you.
Yeah.
It's not determined by what you do, what you can do, what you have done, by what you will do. Yeah. It's determined by what Christ did.
Yeah.
And for me to... knowing this, like, this is the foundation of my faith. I know this.
What we read something last night. A man's value is not measured by what he has, but who he is. Where did we read that? It was last night.
It's at the back of our Bible, I think.
Oh, it is.
My Bible's sitting on my table in there.
Yeah, it is. I do remember that. A man's worth is not measured by what he has, but who he is.
Something in that.
Something to that nature, yeah.
Yeah. Oof. It just blows me away a lot to even think that. I've said this before. I've been standing up on the altar ministry before, like praying with people or ready to pray for people. Like, I've been standing in our section at church going, I can't even believe you would pick me, God.
Why not you?
That points to another video we watched earlier.
But I'm not talking about that. But why not you?
I don't know. That's
why
my own self-doubt. No,
why not
I know.
Me? Why not Terry? Why not Harley?
There's no reason.
There's no reason. You know why?
Yeah.
It's us.
The enemy.
We're the
reason.
Gate. Yeah, we're the reason. You mean to tell me that we can't be used for anything God has planned for us? Yes, absolutely we can, but we have to submit. It's not why you, it's why not you.
Yeah. Real good at believing why not.
Yeah, that's human nature.
Yeah.
I'm not going to believe why not nothing no more.
I think that's a good plan. I think that's an excellent plan, as a matter of fact.
I'm going to solidify myself on why not me. Why not me?
Yeah.
Not why me, why not me? What do you got?
I'm looking around. I don't know what I got. I've been looking at some wisdom stuff on our social, and I've come across a lot of things that, you know, are going to add to our little book of bumper sticker wisdom. We're gonna write a book of bumper sticker wisdom. I'm telling you, at some point, but.
We may write a book, we may not, but I think what we're doing, I think it'll reach the right people at the right times. I think, I know we're not getting, like, we're not just gaining traction and running an 8-second quarter mile. I know we're not doing that, but we're moving. And we're moving forward. We're not moving backward.
Yep.
Everything is really, if you think about it, everything has really fallen into place in a very strategic manner too. Everything has just been kind of like someone slowly placing the tiles down.
Yeah. Okay. On this one.
Yep. Step right on here. This one. It's like very strategically, very, very slowly, very, very symbolically, like everything's just happening in all the right ways. To me, that feels more authentic and more genuine than if someone just come in one day, here we are, bow, you know,
yeah,
9 gajillion followers on TikTok, you know, making $100 million in 6 years. I mean, what's happening right now is so pure. It feels, to be honest, it actually feels good for it to be happening the way it is.
Me too.
Because it's like every day we wake up, there's really no pressure. The only pressure that comes from anything that we're doing is on each other.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you will pressure me. And I'm like, yeah, bro, let off. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just being stupid. But that's it. That's the only pressure that we feel is from each other trying to, like, one of us is trying to pull, maybe one of us is trying to do this. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Which it's not pulling away from the other.
Yeah.
Everything is just like, oh, it's like, oh, yeah, you want to? Let's go.
Let's go over there.
Oh, you want to do that? Okay, well, come on, let's do this one. Yep. Oh, you want to try this? Oh, let's do this.
Yep.
It's not pressure.
Yep.
But everything has just kind of fallen into place, which is truly amazing considering where we were at. How many weeks? 46?
This is 47.
This is 47. 47 weeks ago where we were at.
Yeah.
We didn't even know how to spell podcast, essentially.
I mean, yeah.
It's P-O-D space C-A-S-T.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Had zero clue about how to do anything.
We didn't know anything about anything.
Nothing.
Everything just kind of started really, what'd you say, 11 episodes? We didn't even do an intro.
Yeah,
it's like we recorded. It was like, I'm Jason.
I'm John.
Here we go. Like, here we go.
There was there was no like intro music or anything like that. We just started talking, and it was like really strange because I've gone back and started over to because I was starting. It's something that we talked about, like we need to start pulling clips, right, so that we can share clips. But
we're planning on doing like a big deal,
something different for 52
when we end the season, this first season. At 52.
That was our goal. That was the main goal, yeah. Right?
Which we have a lot of great things.
Gosh.
Like, coming. So.
I mean, I'm telling you, bro. There's a couple of scriptures that came up while you were talking in my mind. Number one is, his word is a lamp unto our feet, right? That's a guide. Number two, He's not being slow. He's just being patient.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
For your sake.
Yeah.
And so the idea of this
planning
thing growing
is for you.
Correct.
It's not for him. He can do. He can handle it. Can you?
Can I? Can you? Yeah. Can we? Right. And the third was we make our plans, but he directs our steps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't want to be taking it on myself or taking it in my, I don't want control. We need to let go of that. Yeah. I don't want control. I'm not saying that we shouldn't be working, right? Because I think that God puts it in. He didn't just give it to us to just do. If he's going to give you an idea and he's going to give you a platform, there's a reason for that.
And he wants you to excel at it. He wants
and
you
develop
to
develop it. Yeah.
Work hard at it. I mean,
yeah. So for our first year, we ain't made it to 52 yet, but once we get there, the goal was to start.
Yeah.
We started. We had our first episode out right after the first week of the year. The second was, how do we improve? We've come up with a lot of things, different ways to add content. We've got some merchandise. That was something that we wanted to do this year.
Yeah.
And to get 52 episodes. Once we reach that,
the goal was 52 episodes no matter what.
Correct.
We said we were going to do God's will willingly.
Correct. Whether we had listeners or not.
We have, I would like to say that we've done God's will willingly.
I agree with you.
We have willingly come in here with no one's come in here angry because they had to be here.
Hell no!
We've come
I'm
in
happy
here
to be here.
Every week we come in here and it's like, we sit down. It may be a little dry at first, but we sit down, we cut up for a minute, and then by the end of the night, everything has been, we always say the same things at the end of every episode.
This was a good one.
This was a good one.
I can't believe this conversation happened.
Yeah. This really is going to be a good one.
This is beyond a good one. This is the craziest one yet, not just because of the conversation itself, but how in the middle of what we were talking about for something like that to happen.
Yeah.
Jason, I don't even know. I can't grasp that. Like, I can't imagine how it feels for you. I'm telling you from my perspective what it's like. Like,
it's... I can hear the ringing coming back, but I think if anything, this was to get my attention.
Yeah.
Like, hey, dude, you need to quit praising the enemy or something. Because we were talking a lot about things that.
We were giving him a lot of credit.
For no reason.
Which he is relentless. And you shouldn't. You should should respect.
Don't discount him. I mean.
Yeah, you should respect your enemy. It's just like in sports where somebody. Discredits their opponent, right? You got those quote trap games or whatever, especially in like college sports, happens all the time.
You get it with the MMA fighters too. Look at Ronda Rousey and Holly Holm.
Yeah. Yeah, you disrespect that person. You think you're just going to mow through them.
She got her freaking teeth kicked out. Correct. You know what I mean?
You know, same thing. It happens. Same thing here, right? Yeah, you should respect your enemy. You should know how to fight them.
Yeah.
And
we can't fight our enemy without our Lord and Savior.
No.
We can't fight him.
No.
We need to, first, continue to carry the armor of God. Okay. Second, give praise to Jesus for giving you the strength and giving you the knowledge to make it through every day that you are having to fight him. Because without that, we won't win.
Yeah.
We can't make it through a day.
Yeah.
On human nature, we'll fall victim to the people that don't have a relationship.
Yeah.
Now you look at all the people that don't have a relationship with Jesus, that's what it looks like to carry life without him.
Right.
Do you really want that?
No. I don't want no part of that.
I mean, they may appear to have good things going for them, but that's not the case. You know what I mean? Like, you look at, I watch these videos, I can't remember who does it, but he's in Hollywood and he's asking about, do you believe in Jesus Christ?
Yeah. I've seen a lot of those.
And there is, like, like one out of 50 that says yes. I think it's that first one. Yep. He's like, no.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
No, I thought he died.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
Nope, he and I cut it a long time ago.
You guys believe in Jesus Christ?
Nah, son.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
Nope.
You guys believe in Jesus Christ? You believe in Jesus Christ? Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
No.
You guys believe in Jesus Christ?
Nah.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
Nope.
Do you guys believe in Jesus Christ?
Nope.
Do you guys believe in Jesus Christ?
Nope.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
Listen to this.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Do you guys believe in Jesus Christ?
Have a good night.
Do you guys believe
have in a Jesus good night.
Do you guys believe in Jesus Christ? Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
Look at all the people, all these people.
We're good today, thanks.
Do you guys believe in Jesus Christ?
No.
Do you guys believe in Jesus Christ?
Thanks, no.
Do you guys believe in Jesus?
Not right now, but thank you.
Yeah. Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
Are you recording right now?
Yeah.
I'll be happy to tell you if you stop recording.
Okay. Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
No, I thought he died.
And the sad part is the arrogance of it, right? Like,
yeah.
You know what is even sadder than that? There's probably a handful of those people that actually think they do, but they just dismissed it. You know what I mean?
That is not the time to question your faith. If you're put on the spot, you know, you must confess with your mouth, with your tongue, that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior.
Yeah. There are other videos that guy does that are the opposite.
Yeah, there are several, and I have seen where there's like 10 or 15 people that walk by and they say no, and then he asks somebody and they're like, oh my gosh, yes.
Yes.
And then they want to talk to him about it. Those are the ones that bring hope to humanity. You know, it's like, okay, these people are out there, but how sad is it to see so many people say no? You mean to tell me that he went 0 for 20 and no one believes in Jesus?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's painful to watch, honestly.
But they probably teach their kid to believe in Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny or the Tooth Fairy.
Yep.
All these.
They treat Jesus like the exact same thing. It's just a fantasy.
It's not. He's not.
He's
the way, the life, the truth. I mean.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting that you brought that scripture up because that came up at church Sunday. He was talking about being the way, the truth, and the life. And the scripture after that says, no one comes to the Father but through me. And this was, I didn't think about it, but this is something I wanted to talk about. The way the pastor brought that last scripture up, is a way that I've never heard it before. And he said, people get hung up on this scripture about no one comes to the Father but through me. And he said, let me explain to you what this really means. No one else is coming for you. I came for you.
Yeah.
Right? All the other religions, it's on you. But here it's on me. I never, ever thought about it that way. There's no one else coming for you. There's no one else coming to save you.
There's no one else coming to pay the penalty for your sin. This is it. Hook, line, and sinker. Either you're in or you're out. Either get in the boat or step out and drown. Your choice.
Interestingly enough, it reminds me of that video we were watching with Dana White. You know, we were kind of talking earlier, talking to Bob Menery about, like, bro, if you're either on the team or you're not on the team, yep. Bro. And if you're going to make these decisions for selfish reasons,
then you're not on the team.
You're not on the team, right? It just makes me, that kind of just brings the whole conversation to completion. You know what I mean? Like, you're either on the team or you're not.
Yeah.
Do you want this or not? Do you want salvation? Do you want rescue or not?
Do you want a life without Christ, without God?
I don't.
You want to spend eternity without God?
Nope.
Anybody that openly says yes, either A, is lying to you, or B, has no idea what they're actually talking about. Nobody is going to openly confess they want to spend eternity. Eternity. That's infinity.
Never ends.
Without the presence of God. Can you imagine the darkness, the coldness, the loneliness, the fear, everything? I mean, you talk about all the negative emotions that you feel on a daily basis as a human.
Yeah.
Can you imagine feeling all of those all the time? Forever. Forever. Not including the physical hell you're going to go through.
Yeah.
This is just the mental anguish, the spiritual anguish that you're going to go through. Not including the physical hell you're actually going to have to live through.
You're going to live the rest of eternity knowing that something is missing.
Yeah.
Emotionally.
And you're going to remember. You're going to know. Biblically it says that you will remember your past life. You will know where you went wrong.
Yeah. I don't want any part of that.
No.
I don't want any part of that.
Hit me with the Men in Black thing. Start my life over, please.
The flashy thing.
Yeah. Hit me with the memory eraser. I'm trying to go back. I'm trying to go back.
You ever flashy thing me?
No.
This is a fantastic conversation.
Yeah. This was amazing. The whole night is really crazy. I can still hear, by the way, the ringing's back, but I can still hear.
I love you, Lord. And I'm thankful for you. I'm grateful for you. And thank you to you also, though, just that your vigor and your passion today helped me. It like brought me to a different place today. And I think that even though a lot of times we doubt ourselves, like the way God works through us is still unceasing,
yeah.
Right? And we talked a lot about how the enemy is relentless. Bro, we need to be relentless.
Yeah.
We need to be even more relentless because we already stand in victory. Yeah. He stands at a position of loss. We do not.
Yeah.
And I want to stand on that going forward, period. End of discussion. I'm done letting him.
Why not you?
Why not you?
We're conquerors. We're leaders.
I want to play this.
We're children of God.
We are sons and daughters of the Most High God, the Creator.
We are His masterpiece.
His masterpiece. I love this video. This guy explaining it. He talks like just this.
Yeah.
I love the whole
twang in his voice, how he explains it. He's like, why not you?
Everybody go read the book of Job. Just read the book of Job. He took everything from Job.
I like
Job.
How excited he gets.
He kept snatching everything from everything. Job. And Job, like every Christian that, you know, everybody like, you know, I put so much good into the world. Why so much bad coming to me? He like, you know what? I ain't really been bad to nobody. I just want to talk to him. I want to ask him why. Why he doing this to me? God looked at him and said, who are you talking to? Why not you? This is the time for you to praise my name. This is the time for you to tell the other people through the midst of pain. I'm the one that's giving you the strength, fool.
Fool. Oh, I love it. I love that. I'm the one who's giving you the strength.
The energy that he's portraying in this video is just amazing.
It's the honesty.
He's like, why not you?
Why not you?
This is your time to be praising me.
Yeah. Because I'm the one who's giving you the strength. Yes, I love that. It's such great energy. Okay.
I only know 25 letters of the alphabet. I don't know why.
It's so good, though. I told you that our Facebook profile is now part of a group that's got a lot of wisdom stuff, just kind of wise sayings. There's been several that jumped out to me, but this one, I feel like this is the right one for the day. Hopefully I don't disrespect the pronunciation of this man's name, but Paulo Coelho, if it costs your peace, it's too expensive.
Oh,
mother fornicator. That one's deep, dude. That is 100% a fact.
And it just kind of goes right in line with part of the conversation today. Just like we were giving up that. I don't know about you, but I was giving up my peace. He came to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yeah.
He came to steal, kill, and destroy your joy, your peace, your patience, your kindness. He doesn't want you to love.
No.
He wants you to hate like he does.
He wants you to hate. He wants you to kill. He wants you to lie. He wants you to steal. He wants you to destroy all your relationships, everything. You look at everything he attacks first. He always attacks your relationships.
Yes, sir.
You may be strong, but what if someone you have a relationship with isn't?
Right.
He's going to attack them first. He's going to make it hard to be around them, hard to love them.
Yeah.
Ooh, there's sure another. My wife's going to hear this, and she's going to be like, amen.
I think my wife
listen
will
to
too.
Yourself. Listen to yourself. Listen to yourself. I know that's what's going to happen.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to share a second bumper sticker wisdom. Socrates, wives, our wives specifically want you to hear this. Those who are hardest to love need it the most.
Yeah, you hear that?
Do you hear that, my love? Thank you so much for your patience for me. Oh, my goodness. This is so good.
Everybody listening, thank you so much. Man, hit us up, man. Check out our TikToks. Our Bible roulettes are really they're really cool. Brother John does a good job with commercials every week. You do a lot of stuff on our Facebook and our Instagram and our TikTok and with Bible verses, and a lot of that stuff really comes in a very key time for me. A lot of the times, you know, like you'll notice, I'm sure you have noticed, that I'll go several days without liking anything, and then you'll see like a flood of likes.
Yeah, right.
When I'm actually sitting down and going through and reading some of the stuff that you're putting out there, really kind of gravitates to me at the right time.
Right.
We're available everywhere. RSS.com, Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, Spotify, obviously TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube.
Anywhere that we can get, we're out there.
Check us out, man. Love to have you. Thank you for listening. For Jason,
John,
we're Bumper Sticker Wisdom.